What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. You know, before I get into this video, I fucking miss David Carroll. I can't tell you how many times I've visited his content, even today, and still just amazed at how fucking pinpoint accurate he was. And just like video after video after video of just women criticizing black men and shaking their ass, doing all that shit. It fucking just stuns me. Really. Like, holy fuck. Decades into the future, he's still gonna be point fucking blank on that shit. Any case. TikTok. I'm starting to fucking really like TikTok. I'll never create an account. I'll never post anything on TikTok. I'll never fucking download the app. I'll never like any of the videos. I just love TikTok. I especially like this logo. And I wanted to explain why. You see, dual meanings. You know, that what I love about imagery is that it shows dual meanings. It's kind of like symbolism in Hollywood. The word Hollywood comes from a Celtic religion. Well, not the word itself, but what it represents. For those of you who already know where I'm going with this, you can already just skip this video. You're smart enough to fucking know. I mean, you already know where I'm going with this. The image tells you everything. But the reason why this means something to me is the same way why Hollywood means something to me. You see, storytellers back in the day used to use a magic wand, like magicians, right? There's a reason why magicians used to use magic wands was because that was the stick to signify magic. They would conduct a ritual, a spell, or whatever. And they would turn the fucking... The seemingly, it's like a Schrodinger's cat kind of thing, where something disappears, you say something incantatious, and then it changes right before your eyes. That's, that magic wand was the symbol of magic. And over the years, I mean, I worked at a magic shop and I started to look at the archives. And over the years, they started to get rid of the magic wand and just started using motions with their hands. But here's the trick. The wand that they used to use was black and white. And so they needed to address this, right? So if they were going to get rid of this seemingly important object and take the magic upon themselves, and they needed to represent that magic, and so they started to dress in black and white. Back in the day, magicians used to treat magic as a form of professionalism. They used to always wear suits and ties and tape and suits with tails on them. It used to be seen as something sacred. Now with Theory 11 and Daniel Madison Productions and Illusionist and all these other small companies, magic is seen more as just a hobby, something that you could just do on the side. Now it's seen as something underground. You're taking a little bit of cardistry, a little bit of card mechanics, and you can seemingly be a magician yourself. Now, that wand that was made from a holly tree, the druids used to use it to tell stories and cast spells on their audience. They used to paint pictures in the sky and create illusions with those wands. And it was important that it had to be from a holly tree. The symbolism behind that, I completely forgot what it was. But you couldn't do it from oak, because oak is too, it's not like ash, where ash grows very straight. Oak grows all over the fucking place. Eucalyptus, you couldn't do it with eucalyptus because it has the exact same problem that oak does. It just grows wild. It bends. I think ash is the only fucking tree that I know that grows straight. But, any case, that's a topic for another discussion. So, over the years, Hollywood decided to name themselves after the holly tree because of the spell that it can cast, the magic that it does. And it creates a dual meaning, right? It's a secret society where the magic is done behind the lens. Fuck, I think the perfect example of this would be The Wizard of Oz. You know how much hell those fucking actors had to go through to make that fucking movie? If you haven't, go do a little research on the documentary. It was fucking hell on earth filming that movie, and it's one of the greatest fucking movies of all time. Fucking people were getting raped, people were fucking getting murdered, people were dying, exposed to asbestos. The original actor was covered in fucking silver paint for too long, and it clogged up his pores and almost killed him, or it did kill him. Fucking the Munchkins were constantly getting fucked up and drunk with Lucille Ball. No, not Lucille Ball. Fucking, I forget her name. The main actress. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I think the fucking lady who was the originally the witch, she like ended up getting seriously injured. There was like a pyrotechnic that went fucking crazy and off, and it burned the paint on her. Just fucking hard. Just fucking hard. But the symbolism behind Hollywood, you know, and the reason why all those actors and actresses are protected is because they're under a veil of secrecy. They're under the veil of silence. And all those are symbolisms. It's kind of like in that movie John Wick. And John Wick 3, when the girl says, everything must be done under the table, right? And the table is a representation of the society that they live in. The society of assassins. The table is the umbrella that keeps all that contained. And there is a strict code of ethics and rules, and everything is done under that table, which is, again, a nice little symbolism there. And TikTok, this image, right? It speaks volumes. It speaks volumes for the simple fact that black is a color of philosophy, self-reflection, dark reflection, more than anything. Black mirrors back in the day were revered as something sacred, alchemical. That is where you wish to conjure your darkest and deepest thoughts and bring them to the forefront. Back when dark magic used to be an ancient form of psychology, it was revered because only the elite knew of this practice, self-reflection. It was something that was kept sacred. You had to go into a deep meditative trance to do it. Some of the alchemical symbols and alchemical circles actually reveal how that was done. If you study alchemy properly, the alchemical circle is nothing more than just a representation of how the sacred space was set. Certain symbols mean certain objects and certain elements and certain things, and it was meaningful towards the practitioner. So you had fire in a certain location, you had water in a certain location, you had stone and earth. And everything was symbolic towards that person. And so they inscribed it in an alchemical circle, and it was forever revered. That's why I like alchemical circles to me. Or they're more so, what are they called? Solomon keys are so, and you know, demonology, if you were to study those symbols, they're actually, you know, symbolic of how the floor that you're practicing, you know, alchemy or summoning, whatever the fuck, you know, the way that you have the room set up, that's what it's, you know, it's the alchemical circle or the Solomon key is a representation of the floor and where everything is placed. And it must be in a circle because that is where you're going to contain your practice. It can't be in a square room. It has to be in a circular room. This is why rooms with an oculus was so important. Or a dome. Right? The White House had one. Fucking ancient Rome, what was it? The Colosseum had one. No, not the Colosseum. Yeah, I think the Colosseum in the entrance had one. Like, it goes on. But the meaning of the Black Mirror was extremely important. That was like, without the Black Mirror, you couldn't conduct a mass. You couldn't. You were just aimlessly chanting. Chanting has its benefits, but nothing really stimulating. You can't go deep. A pool of water could substitute for a black mirror, but nothing beats the power of a black fucking obsidian, slab of obsidian, or the perfect fucking mirror. And that is what a cell phone kind of represents, right? When the screen is off, the first thing you look at is your reflection. And it was funny because, like, when I was a kid, I always saw red and blue, like, you know, they're kind of like contrasts of each other. And the color wheel, they're definite contrasts of each other. And the symbolisms behind those colors are supposed to be passion, either love or anger. But it has to deal with emotion. And blue is a tranquil color. Blue is the symbolism of to look beyond, to be philosophical, to constantly be in wonder, to be one step ahead. It has to deal with wisdom. So now that you have one of them that's deep in passion, which is very immediate, and one that is in wonder, which is very, you know, which is very which is always one step ahead, always thinking of the future, you have these two contrasts. One color that represents living in the now, and the other color representing living in the future. Why it is the symbolism of passing? It is the symbolism of going beyond, or having age and wisdom, right? It's kind of like being ambivalent, or what is the other one? Being ambivalent or dispassionate. You're just in the middle. You're just kind of living the life. Not really one or the other. It's kind of like the symbolism of my tattoo. It's a heartogram with wings on it. One side is red and one side is blue, and in the center is purple. Purple being the representation of both. Can't have life without balance. But the symbolism of black is the symbolism of deep, dark reflection. It is a symbolism of philosophy. And what trips me out is, like, I see these symbols, right, everywhere I go. And the reason why I study symbols like this was, again, because I worked in a magic shop. Back then, they used to use letter headings. For those of you who don't know what that is, it was like this beautiful, in the 1940s, up until I think like 1956, they stopped using letter headings. But it would be, on one side, it was like the address of the building. In the center would be the name of the building, and on the left, or on the right, would be the emblem of the company, and it was always in Art Deco style. It was always so fucking cool to me, and then and there was always a line underneath. To basically show, you know, a level of prestige that the company has so much power that it demands its own section of the page. Upon whose authority, you know, this document is being presented by. It was so fucking beautiful. Reading some of those back and forth between companies, receipts, questions, everything was documented. Everything was just, you know, I remember there was a page of a question being sent to the company from another company, and then the other company responded and had a perfect fucking summary of what the client was asking, followed by a perfect answer. And then, in hopes and in best regards that we have gone through our, you know, gone through our due diligence, or done our due diligence and have gone through the extent, you know, extensive length to answer your perfect question. In best regards, you know, the company name. And it's like, fuck, the way that they used to conduct themselves and the way that they used to do things so differently back then was so beautiful. There was precision, there was passion, there was caring and love for and the affection of trying to do business with that person once more. And you look at today, and it is disheartening. I feel lost. I feel drained. I feel like all that is just out of reach. And so I look at the TikTok, and it is such a fucking funny symbol to me. How often have you seen these videos of these women going off on TikTok, expressing their fucking deepest, darkest, most aberrant thoughts? How often have you seen the true nature of people on a TikTok video? Pranks that have gone on too far, actions that have gone on too far, women that just constantly criticize and chastise men. Like, these TikToks are just fucking incredible. How a simple machine can create so much chaos, right? And by that I mean the phone, the Black Mirror. This handheld device can create so much rift and conflict. And you know what's funny? You know what's fucking hilarious? A lot of these women, when they get off of the phone, they act completely different, don't they? This is why I fucking love the symbol of TikTok. Because it is a perfect reflection. It is a perfect symbol to me. That little thing that you see there, that's a note. It is a, it's not a whole note. It's a half note. It's a quarter note. No, it's not a half note. It's a quarter note. Quarter notes are short. They're very, very quick. They're only a quarter of a second or a quarter of a beat. That means that whatever tempo you're playing, you only play it for a quarter of a second of whatever tempo you're playing. It's done quickly, which makes sense because TikToks are quick, they're short. You get a condensed amount of information within a short amount of time. It's fucking flawless. And it shows that in the blue and the red are the symbolisms of both dualities, hatred and passion, or hatred and love. And you're just in the middle, experiencing this. And this, experiencing this philosophy, this dark philosophy, reflecting on it. It is so fucking ingenious that I can't help but fucking just give it so much respect. It is the most diversive fucking app out there. Next to Tinder and next to, what is it? Fuck. Whatever. Hinge, Bumble, take a fucking pick. And these women just open up like a fountain full of words. They open up like, they open up so much. Their hatreds, their passions, their fears, their anguish, their remorse, their regrets. Everything is fucking exposed on fucking TikTok. They can't fucking help themselves either. They can't fucking help it, man. They will go the extra mile to make sure that you know without a shadow of a doubt their pain. It is so fucking interesting, and it's so how do I explain it? It exposes everything about them. And I have nothing but my thanks for the fucking creators of this app. Though it might be destroying our culture, it is literally exposing the mental instability that we have refused to face, that we have refused to acknowledge, that we have refused to talk about. We have been discussing nothing but surface level pain for fucking years. That now what was under the surface, TikTok, was like a scab that, or was like the nail that removed the scab and exposed the fucking just the layers of toxicity. This little black mirror exposes all. And it's fucking fascinating what these women believe, what they think, the mental gymnastics, the fucking contradictions, the hypocrisy. It exposes all of that. It shows their mental bias, their bipolar disorder. It exposes their contradictions. It exposes, you know, their craftiness, their deceit. It fucking just shows you everything. All in a fucking second or two. And I can never ever just sit back and demonize TikTok for it. Because everybody tells me, you know, in the TikTok in China, they show blah, blah, blah. I've never seen it. I've never gone on it. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about China. But I look at the fucking American TikTok. The red, white, and blue. With the black background. And it just fucking exposes everything. It exposes almost an entire world of just pain and misery and insanity. This little fucking black mirror has just exposed everything. And I, you know, to the women out there that just can't get enough, thank you. Because you have literally shown me why it is important to stay the fuck